make arrangements, hopefully. Yeah. So welcome, and thanks for bringing us the news. Where are we at the moment? I believe the water rationing from 5 to 9 in the morning so far.
We did open in the morning. We looked at the reservoirs during the day as well, and there was good levels. So we've currently opened up the Avondale Reservoir.
Oh, so the water is flowing again in Ballita?
For a short period. So unfortunately, the area that we couldn't open this morning was from Avondale, and we had to tell those consumers, look, we stick to it. We're going to open at 4 o'clock. We're doing that now. Water's flowing. It's going to take a bit of time.
Okay.
We can't obviously open these things fast because we don't want to end up with burst pipes.
Yeah.
Then you're losing that water.
But as things stand at the moment, is there going to be water for this evening?
For this evening, yes.
And then it'll be turned off at a certain time to allow the reservoir to catch up?
Yeah, we've looked at our different reservoirs and their demands. So based on the demand and the level of the reservoirs, we'll shut them down. So we initially said we're going to switch off at 9 o'clock. For some reservoirs, we can maybe push it a bit more. For some, maybe less. We'll just have to see. Unfortunately, this one's caught us off guard, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
And it's a new dimension again from start. Where we're not sure how much water we would have gotten today from Mgeni. It is smaller pumps that they're giving us water from. So we monitored basically on that basis. And then going forward tomorrow, we might open for more or for less based on the amount that we actually can provide to the consumers.
Okay, that makes sense. So as I understand you, there'll probably be water in most taps for this evening until about at 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Correct.
Thereafter, from 5 in the morning tomorrow till 9 o'clock, if all things stay pretty much as they are. But if you're getting better supply, obviously it can be longer.
Correct, yeah. Most of the consumers have preferred that we open in the morning, so we'd like to reserve that. But today we felt we could open up tonight.
Okay.
Obviously, the Avondale Reservoir also feeds back towards Fraser's Rural and a section of Itaquini. And we're not sure how much water will run that way.
Oh.
So we know how much came in, but we're not sure how much is going to actually reach our reservoirs. So tonight will be a test, and then based on that, we'll make arrangements for tomorrow and communicate that again.
Okay. Now, the problem that we had last time we got rationed was that the turbidity of the water was such that Mgeni couldn't supply what they were happy with. It was just too dirty.
Correct.
Is it the same situation now, or is it because of the pumps that have been flooded?
Currently, it's just the pumps. So the plant actually produces full capacity, actually a little bit more than full capacity. It's purely the pumps that's holding us back at this stage.
Which is good news, because pumps can be repaired and possibly even replaced, worst case scenario, in relatively short space of time. So this isn't going to be a long drought.
We had good news in the sense that Mgeni told us that the pumps haven't burned out. So it's basically a wash and bake and then fitting bearings, putting it back. Initial reports was that we could be happy again on Wednesday with the pumps starting up and testing. But they've provided us with a formal response today, which said Thursday. So I think we'll stick with a Thursday.
So we could be out of the woods by then.
By the end of the evening, probably, and let's say guaranteed probably Friday.
Okay.
But we know from experiences from our side, once you start up the pumps, there's a million other things that could come through that you couldn't see before. So we're holding thumbs.
And I suppose the message is consistent in that because there is limited supply, it would be expedient on everyone to just use water sparingly at the moment.
Yeah, we beg that of the consumers. Yeah, definitely.
So no need to necessarily go and wash the car, for example, or fill the bath to overflowing, or the hot tub, or the pool. I mean, not that you'd want to, because there are some people that just don't, you know, they're not public spirited, and they tend to say, well, that's someone else's problem. But generally speaking, it's the right thing to do now, to just simply use water. And it's a precious resource, you know, and we keep hearing from various quarters that water is going to be increasingly a scarce commodity and should be viewed as a precious resource. So it's a good idea to start getting used to the fact that water should be managed. Not to say that you can't use it, because in the Caesar Water needs to sell that water to pay Corvus and the guys.
it's almost more bearable to go without electricity than it is to go without water.
Definitely.
And one becomes, you know, so used to just turning on the taps or having your shower And one really realizes through this how thankful we can be that we can just turn on a tap, because not everyone can do that. Everybody has to go and collect water.
It makes us humble, these things.
Yes, it humbles us.
And now, Kobus, I believe the recycled water plant in Fraser's has been producing nonstop, and that's still full systems go?
Full systems go there, yes. We did get a bit of turbidity in over the weekend, but we're dealing with that. But we're happy for that. It saved us a lot.
Indeed, and I believe the neighboring communities around the Tongaat area particularly that have got no water at all, you're keeping them pretty much alive by supplying those communities with quite a lot of water.
We have been keeping the taps in the road on the M4 open.
Yeah.
We haven't seen empty cars there, mostly NJ, but you know, yeah. We didn't want it to close off for any particular reason.
And what's the story with those big interlinks that come through and seem to be carrying flow bins or whatever they're carrying?
We do have, you know, when we have an emergency, we always look at hospitals first, then we look at schools, clinics. Yeah. Then the public, and then when it comes to businesses that produce food is important for us. So Sasco and those guys.
So those trucks are actually collecting food for the processing and canning operations.
We prefer or we prioritize if you produce food,
okay,
because that's important in daily life as well.
Okay, because those big interlinks are actual food production. Well, that's branded as some kind of canned goods, I would imagine.
I don't know. I haven't seen
that. Well, that makes sense. I understand exactly what you're talking about. And it's good news that, indeed, there is still fresh potable water available on the M4 from Fraser's Water. And it's free. I mean, that's the thing.
Well, we're still keeping it open 24 hours. Yeah. So if anyone has a problem, they can always stop there and just collect quickly.
Kobus, thanks for popping in and giving us the news. And the good news is that you probably will have water in the tap tonight when you get home from your long commute, dying for a bit of a shower or a splash. There it is. Hopefully, all things being equal, Caesar Water will have been able to supply water to you. But again, we're not out of the woods yet. Possibly by Thursday, hopefully. Thumbs held and fingers crossed by the end of the week. We should once again have uninterrupted water supply until the next time.
Next episode.
Until next one. Yeah.
Exactly. Our very special guest, Kobus Reef from Caesar Water. Thanks so much for bringing us the news.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.